before you listen to the sermon, read 1 Peter chapter
1.
We're going to start a new book today.
And
we're going to go to 1 Peter. And afterwards we'll go to 2 Peter. And obviously this book is written by Peter.
همونجوری که مشخصه این کتاب دستنوشت پتروس هست.
That the novice would is addressed to in verse 1.
اما در آیه 1 بهمون گفته این نامه برای کی نوشته شده.
Yeah, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ.
پتروس رسول عیسی مسیح.
To the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
به غریبانی که پراکنده در پتروس، قلاتیه، کاپادوکیه، آسیا و بیتانیا.
And it may sound like it's just places all over the place. But that's not true. They're actually connected places.
And
if you would look them up on the map, you will see that it is today it's the northern, it will be the northern part of Turkey.
Why
is it important that we understand who this is written to?
که بدونیم این نامه برای کی نوشته شده.
And the reason is because it will help you interpret the next verse correctly.
به خاطر اینکه آیه بعدی رو کمکتون می‌کنه که درک
کنید. And I mention it because there are those who want to use the first Peter, the letter of Peter.
چون خیلی‌ها هستن که از نامه پتروس می‌خوان استفاده
کنن. And claim that they're written to the Jews.
که می‌خوان اعلام کنن که اونها هم یهودی شدن.
And that's to prop up their doctrine that the Jews are God's people today. And that is false. And it will mess up a lot of understanding in the Bible.
If you
think that the Jews are God's people today. And the same group of people who say these things, they will also say there are different gospels.
و حتی اونها هم میگن انجیلی متفاوت از انجیل ما اعلام
میشه. The Jews were saved differently than we are.
یهودیان نوع نجاتشون با نجات ما فرق میکرد.
I addressed that 2 weeks ago in the sermon.
دو هفته پیش توی مورد صحبت کردم که یک راه نجات.
That salvation always has been by grace.
فقط از طریق فیض بوده و همیشه از طریق فیض.
And they will say that certain parts of the Bible are not correct.
بعضی وقتا میگن یه قسمتای کتاب مقدس مال ما نیست.
Oh, this was written to the Jews, not for.
این مال یهودیا بوده مال ما نیست.
Yeah, and all pieces, oh, that was written for you. Let it be Titus, oh, that's written to Titus. Yeah, that's a big audience for your letter in the Bible. One person.
And
then the letter to the Corinthians, oh, that's for the Corinthians. And that's a stupid doctrine, but that's what these things lead to. Yeah. Paul is not our apostle. All the Bible is ours. 2 Timothy 3:16. Yeah, it says all scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So all of it is for us.
تمامی کتاب از الهام خداست و به جهت تعلیم، تنبیه، اصلاح و تربیت در عدالت مفید است.
Yeah.
تمامش، همش.
This letter is not written to the Jews.
فقط این نامه برای یهودیان نوشته نشده بود.
Yeah, the first audience 2000 years ago, around 2000 years ago.
اولین کسایی
a little less than 2000, but what the group
اولین کسایی که این نامه رو به دست آورده
بود. For the group of Christians living in the northern part, which we nowadays call
Turkey.
How do I know for sure that he's not talking about Jews who were living there? Now, first of all, if you read the New Testament, and you go to the book of Acts, you will see that Paul is going around, he starts visiting the synagogues.
می‌بینیم که پولس شروع می‌کنه دنبال جا رفتن اول از
کلیسا
اول شروع می‌کنه بشارت دادن به یهودیان اطرافش مردم همشهریاش
and it goes quickly sour.
و خیلی سریع ترش میشه.
Yeah, a few will believe, but then
خیلی کم ایمان میارن.
Most of them will work against him.
و خیلی ها بر ضدش قدم
میزنن. And he turns to Gentiles.
و بعد وارد غیر یهودیا میشه.
And many get saved.
بعد دیگه غیری هم یا خیلی های ما میارن.
But listen to what it says in this letter alone.
و همین تو همین نامه فقط نگاه کنید.
Let's start with this chapter 1.
و همین فصل اول شروع کنید.
Read verse 5.
آیه 5.
We are kept by the power of God through faith into salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
که به قدرت خدا محفوظ هستید به واسطه ایمان برای نجات شما.
Read verse 7.
تو در ایام آخر ظاهر شوید. آیه 7 نگاه کنید.
Yeah, the trial by of your faith. Receiving end of your faith. Even the salvation of the souls.
Yes.
Verse 21. Who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that's your faith. And hope might be in God. 21.
که به واسطه او شما برام خدایی که او را از مردگان برخیزانید و او را جلال داد ایمان آورده اید تا ایمان و امید شما بر خدا
باشد. آیا
شکی داریم تا یه این نامه برای ایمانداران بوده یا نبوده؟
Now, one more.
یا یه دیگه.
Go to 2 Peter.
دوم پتر.
And read verse 7.
آیه 7.
Sorry, 1 Peter chapter 2. Do I say that right? Yeah.
اول پتروس فصل 2.
Yes.
آیه 7. پس اون برای شما که ایمان دارید گرانبهاست، اما آنانی را که اطاعت نمی‌کنند، آن سنگی که معماران رد کردند، همان سر زاویه گردید.
And to you.
پس برای شما.
Yeah, which believe.
که ایمان دارید.
Yeah, those things are written to believers.
اینها برای ایمانداران نوشته شده.
And guess what it says in the next verses about the same people.
در مورد همون افراد صحبت
می‌کنه. Go read on. Read till 10.
آیه 10 رو بخون. و سنگ لرزنده و صخره مصادم زیرا که اطاعت کلام نکرده و لغزش می‌خورند که برای همین معین شدند. اما شما نژادی برگزیده که شیشان شاهانه امت مقدس قوم خاص خدا هستید و فضایل او را که شما را ظلمت نور شگفت به خود خوانده اعلام نمایید که سابقا قومی نبودید و الان قوم خدا هستید. آن وقت از رحمت محروم اما اکنون رحمت کرده شده.
Yeah, these people are the chosen generation.
قوم برگزیده خداوند در نجاتی برگزیده.
Yeah, the people that before were not the people but now are.
گروه هایی که قبلا نبودند اما الان هستند.
That's the people writing here to believers.
Yeah,
we're just living in what we now know is we now know as north of Turkey. And understanding it will help us understand the next verse, right?
Now,
you might say, was it all necessary to just build up to the second verse?
آیا این همه حرف لازم بود که ما رو برسیم با یه دوم؟
And the reason is yes, because many Christians are wrong on this.
به خاطر اینکه خیلی از مسیحی‌ها یه دوم رو برداشتن.
They have watched all kinds of movies.
چون خیلی از فیلم‌ها رو دیدن.
They have listened to teachers who brainwashed them.
به خیلی از معلمینی پیش کردن که چطورشون مخشون دادن.
Yeah, and they're not studying their own Bible.
و خودشون تنهای کلام رو نمی‌خونن.
Yeah, because if you read, for example, Galatians chapter 3 and 4, yeah, it's impossible to walk away from that, still believing that the Jews are God's people today.
So,
they can be part of God's people if they have faith.
میتونن عضو به قوم خداوند باشن اگر نجات پیدا کنن.
Then they will call themselves Christians.
ولی یهودی مسیحی میشن.
Go to verse 2.
آیه 2 رو با هم بخونیم. برگزیدگان بر حسب پیشدانی خدای پدر به تقدیس روح برای اطاعت و پاشیدن خون عیسی مسیح فیض و سلامتی بر شما افزون باد.
Yep, so who are the elect?
برگزیدگان کیان؟
Yep, those who are in Christ.
کسانی در مسیح هستند.
Yeah, in all these locations where we just talked about.
همه این شهرهایی که در مورد صحبت کردیم.
The elect are the chosen, the Christians.
مسیحیانی که خداوند انتخاب
کرده. Yeah, God's people today are the Christians.
قوم خداوند امروزه ایمانداران به مسیح هست.
Yep. And if you start believing that the Jews are God's people today,
yeah,
you will go in all kinds of weird doctrines. Yeah, because it's Christ twisting many other scriptures to hold to this doctrine. Yeah, the people that are living in Israel today, it's a wicked nation who reject Jesus Christ. And the Bible says if you don't have a son, you don't have a father.
رو ندارید، پدر رو هم ندارید.
Yeah, they need to believe on Jesus Christ in their
faith.
And unfortunately, most of them now are on their way to hell. And when we get across in the Bible and we go through groups, I will emphasize it every time.
And the reason
is because it's alive in essence. There are groups who teach this and believe it. Even some people I know well. They're confused on this. So I want you to know. So the elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father.
برگزیدگان بر حسب پیشدانی خدای پدر.
Now I want you to see here that we're not plan B.
میخوام یه توجه کنی که ما نقشه دوم خداوند نبودیم.
It's like God started with the nation of Israel.
خداوند اول یهودی ها رو درست کرد.
And now this hands in his hair. They mess up. They need to go to plan B.
بعد گفتش که نه یهودی ها خراب کردن بعد به این برنامه دوم نشد.
God already knew that we as Christians would be his people.
خداوند میگه که ما به عنوان مسیحیان باید ما قوم برگزیده خدایی.
Yeah, but in the Old Testament,
قدیم,
the nation of Israel had the privilege of representing God on earth.
قوم اسرائیل این موقعیت رو داشت که نماینده خداوند روی زمین باشن.
And in the New Testament, we have the privilege. Yeah, the people that were not the people before. Now the Bible says that nations will be blessed by Abraham's seed.
Yeah,
and it's singular. Now, who is that seed?
Yep.
Go to Galatians
3:16.
Now to Abraham and his seed were the promise made. He said not, and to seed as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed which is Christ.
اما وعده ابراهیم و به نسل او یکی از نسل است. تو به نسل‌هایی که گویا درباره بسیاری باشد، بلکه درباره یکی و به نسل تو که مسیح است.
And the promise was through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was the seed. Yeah. Jesus was the lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
This was always God's plan.
Yeah, Christians were always part of the plan to be the elect, to be his chosen people. Verse 2 says, he elect according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit into obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, some will take this word obedience and say, oh, we need to have works to be saved. I'm not going to go deep in it because I talked about it 2 weeks ago.
But what
is obedience in relation to the gospel mean? Now, read verse 22 for a moment from chapter 1. And it says something about obeying the truth.
چون جانهای خود را به واسطه روح به اطاعت راستی پاک ساخته اید تا محبت برادرانه بیدیا داشته
باشید. Not obeying commandments, obeying the truth.
پس اطاعت راستی.
Now go to 2 Thessalonians.
دوم تسالونیکیان رو باز کنید.
And go to chapter 1.
فصل 1.
And read verses 8 to 10. 2 Thessalonians 1:8-10. Sorry, yeah, 8-10.
در آتش مشتعل و انتقام خواهید کشید از آنانی که خدا را نمی‌شناسند و انجیل خداوند ما عیسی مسیح را اطاعت نمی‌کنند که ایشان به مجازات هلاکت جاودانی خواهند رسید از حضور خداوند و جلال قدرت او. هنگامی که آید تا در مقدسان خود جلال یابد در همه ایمانداران از او تعجب کنند در آن روز زیرا که شما شهادت ما را تصدیق کردید.
Yeah, so he was talking about those who do not obey the gospel. These are people who go to hell. And you have the opposite group,
گروه بعدی رو داریم.
All them that believe the same.
اونهایی که مقدسن، اونهایی که ایمان دارن.
Yeah. And the Messiah of God commands people to be saved.
خداوند میگه که هممون باید ایمان بیاریم.
He wants us to obey the gospel.
But اون میخواد که ما ایمان بیاریم.
How do we obey the gospel? By believing.
ایمان بیاریم با ایمان آوردن به عیسی مسیح.
Yeah. We need to always compare scripture with scripture.
همیشه آیه رو با آیه باید مقایسه
کرد. Because the Bible is crystal clear in hundreds of places that salvation is by faith alone.
برامون باز کرده که نجاتمون فقط از طریق ایمانه و فقط ایمان.
I wanted to point out because this verse is sometimes used to twist as a proof
آشکار کنم
that you have to have works.
این آیه نشانه این نیست که باید عمل داشته باشی برای نجاتت.
And of course, that's not true. It's by grace.
Yeah,
remember Romans 11:6. And if by grace, then it's no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. Yeah, but if it be of works, then it's no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. Go to verse 3.
چنانکه قدرت الهی او همه چیزهایی را که برای حیات و دیداری لازم است به ما عنایت فرموده است به شناخت او که ما را به جلالی برتر خود دعوت نمود.
Yeah, this is a verse where we see God existing as multiple persons. We have become the Father and more than Christ.
اینجا یکی از آیاتی است که نام خداوند را جمع می‌بنده به ما اعلام کرد.
Yeah, the Bible says that God is one.
And that
eternally exists in
three persons.
Yeah, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Each one of them being God. And this is one of the verses that a false movement called the Oneness Pentecostals use. They don't use it, but it is the debunked that Jesus and God the Father are the same person. And that teaching is not new, it's old, it's called modalism. I don't know if you can translate that to Farsi. Try, modalism is one. The idea is that God is not eternally existed in three persons, but that all these persons are one.
از ازل ستا بودن بلکه در یه لحظه ستا شدن بعد یکی میشن
خلاصشون
ممکنه خدا من نمیتونه شخصیتش عوض شه شکلش عوض بشه از اول
یکی
از آیاتی که نشون میده که شناخت اون که در ما جمع بود
for example for 1 Timothy 3:16 Jesus
is God.
God was manifest in the flesh.
خداوند در جسد آشکار شد.
And who was this? Jesus.
عیسی مسیح.
John 1.
یوحنا 1. آیه 1 میگه.
And the word was with God and the word was God.
کلمه با خدا بود و کلمه خود خدا.
And in verse 14 we have that the word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
انسان شد در میان ما.
Again point to Jesus.
باز اعلام میکنه که عیسی مسیح جسد
شد. And there are many
verses that explain that. که توضیح میده اون جسد شدن عیسی مسیح رو.
It says here, yes, verse 3, it says here, he has begotten us unto lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. I just want to point out that, according to this, how are we saved? What saves
us?
And it says here, the resurrection saves us.
Now,
later on we will see in a verse, in 18 and 19, but says something else. Let's go to Ephesians 1:7 now. Ephesians 1:7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace.
در وی به سبب خون او فدیه یعنی آموزش گناهان را مطابق ثنای سید او
یافته.
اونجا تو چیزی ما را نجات
میده؟ Yeah, the blood of Christ.
خون مسیح.
What is it, the resurrection or the blood? And the answer is simply both.
Yeah.
What was the gospel? The death, burial, and resurrection. All these things that Jesus has done apart. Of what enables us to be saved. Yeah. The blood of the bulls and goats never could save anybody.
خون گوسفندان و بزان هیچ وقت
چیزی نمی‌تونه نجات بده.
اما کتاب مقدس میگه خون عیسی مسیح رو
پاک
کنه. میگیم امید داشته باشیم.
First John 2:2.
یوحنا
اولی یوحنا 2:2. And he is propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
First John 2:2. و اوست کفاره ای برای گناهان ما و نه گناهان ما فقط بلکه برای تمام جهان نیست.
Yep. But at the same time, that hope would be vain.
زمان این امید ما بی امیده.
If the dead wouldn't rise.
اما اگه مرده بود و زنده نمیشد.
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 15:20.
اول قرنتیان 15:23 به هم میگه.
But now as Christ is risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slept, for since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all may be alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, after a day that is Christ at his coming.
اما این که مسیح از مردگان برخواسته و نوبر خفتگان شده است، زیرا چنان که به وسیله انسان مرگ آمد، به وسیله انسان نیز رستاخیز مردگان آمد. و چنان که در آدم همه میمیرند، در مسیح نیز همه زنده خواهد شد. اما هر کس به رتبه خود، مسیح نوبر است، بعد آنانی که در وقت آمدن او از آن مسیح میشوند.
So some people try to take out the blood out of salvation, and that's simply wrong. Yeah, it's all important. The blood's important, the resurrection is important. Yeah, do not start throwing pieces of the gospel out. Yeah, and when we share the gospel, we need to share the whole gospel. And the death, burial, and the resurrection. Read verse 4 and 5.
برای میراث فساد ناپذیر و آلایش ناپژمردنی که نگاه داشته شده است در آسمان برای شما که به قدرت خدا محفوظ هستید به واسطه ایمان برای نجاتی که مهیا شده است که در ایام آخر ظاهر شود.
So we're looking forward to an inheritance that is incorruptible.
دنبال میراث می‌گردیم.
Reserved in heaven. Now, what verse does it make you think of? Go to Matthew 6, and you might already know what I'm going to say. Matthew 6,
9-21. گنج‌های خود برای خود بر زمین نیوزید نیوزید جایی که بید و زنگ زیان می‌رسانند، جایی که دزدان کنده و دزدی می‌نمایند، بلکه گنج‌ها به جهت خود در آسمان بیندازید، جایی که بید و زنگ زیان نمی‌رساند، جایی که دزدان نکنند دزدی نمی‌کنند، زیرا هر جا گنج تو دل تو نیز در آنجا خواهد.
Store not up treasures here on earth. Store up treasures in heaven. Why should we store up treasures in heaven? Because these things remain. These things will not fade away. And this is just a reminder of how we are to spend our lives here on earth. Do what matters before God. Do things that have eternity value. Yeah, obey the word.
Obey Jesus.
Yeah. Be that godly parent, raising up the next generation.
Yeah,
do the good work that Jesus has overcome for God for you to do. Now reach the lost. In verse 7. In verse 5. It says we are kept by the power of God and the salvation. And you would say, okay, what is it saying? Are we not already saved? Are not already made all things new? Why is talking about unto salvation? In the last time. Yeah? And the reason is simple. That your salvation is not complete yet. We have as soon as we got saved, we got a new spirit.
The
new creation. Yeah, the inner man is new. That part is good to go.
اون تیکه کامل شده.
But it's still a part of flesh.
اما هنوز جسم
مسیح. Yeah, our corruptible flesh.
اون جسم فساد.
Now that part will also be saved.
اون قسمت هم نجات
پیدا کرده. Yeah, go to 1 Corinthians 15 again.
اول قرنتیان فصل 15 رو باز کنید
دوباره. Seems to be in the chapter we ended from lately. And read verses
52-54. در لحظه ای در یک کشم زدن به مجرد نواختن آخرین شیشور زیرا شیشور صدا خواهد آمد و مردگان در فساد پذیری خواهند برخواست و ما دگرگون خواهیم شد. زیرا این فساد میباید فساد ناپذیری را بپوشد و این فانی را به بقا آراسته گرداند. اما چون این فساد پذیری را پوشید و این فانی به بقا آراسته شد، آن را این کلامی که مکتوب است انجام خواهد رسید که مرگ در پیروزی بلعیده شده است.
That our salvation is complete at the day of redemption, the second coming of Jesus Christ. Yeah, what will keep us to that point? Yeah, who is keeping? It says here God. Yeah. Go to John 10:28-29. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands.
و من به آنها حیات جاودانی می دهم و تا به ابد هلاک نخواهند شد و هیچ کس آنها را دست من نخواهد گرفت. پدری که آنها را به من داد از همه بزرگتر است و کسی نمی تواند آنها را از دست پدر من بگیرد.
Yeah, when you are saved,
وقتی شما نجات پیدا می کنید,
then you have everlasting life.
زندگی جاودانی خواهید داشت.
At that point in time, from now on. Yeah, now, correctly, you have our inner man is saved.
And
the moment you trust in Jesus
Christ.
But our redemption will be completed as soon as our bodies are also changed. And receive our new bodies. And God promises to keep us till that time. It's not our works. Yeah, that keep us till the end. It is God who keeps us. Yeah, we have the earnest of the Holy Spirit in us.
Thanks to
their redemption. And that's in Ephesians 1:14. 13 and 14.
در وی شما نیز چون کلامی راستی یعنی بشارت نجات خود را شنید در وی چون ایمان آورید با روح قدوس بعد مهر شوید که بیعانه میراث ماست برای بازخرید آن ملک خاص او تا جلال او چکیده شود.